Well, now let's analyze the chord progression that the band is playing. Pages 26 and 27 give you an idea. The band is playing a 1-4-5 chord progression. People just call this the blues progression. Now, the chords can be arranged in many different ways, different rhythms. But this progression is our accompaniment right now. Its easy pace will make it easier for us to work on new riffs and techniques. Now, in this particular section, I'm cutting out the harmonica on purpose. I want you to get a feeling for the motion of the music as I call out the chord we're in. The one chord, bass and guitar playing in the key of G7. G, being the one chord, is where the music starts and ends. We're gonna hang around here this time for 16 beats. Coming up now to the four chord, playing in the key of G. Well, this would be the C chord. It's called the subdominant, and it lasts 8 beats. Back to the one chord, yeah. Now we're gonna do a quick sequence, which begins on the 5 chord, the 4 chord, and the 1 chord. Then to the turnaround, which is the 5 chord, creating anticipation for the 1 chord and the beginning of a new cycle. Here we go, repeating exactly what we played before. Coming up to the 4 chord. Back to the 1 chord. Five chord. 4 chord. The 1 chord. 5 chord, and we've completed the cycle. Start again.